Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together as we enter His courts with praise.
We invite you, Lord, to be in this meeting place with us. We invite you, Lord, to be in our hearts. Make yourself at home. We're going to be here for a while. You are welcome. Let us honor you with praise. We invite you, Lord, to be in this meeting place with us. We invite you, Lord, to be in our hearts. Make yourself at home. We're going to be here for a while. You are welcome. Let us honor you with praise. We are here.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we invest this time together in Your presence, we praise You. We applaud You, Father, for what You have done. We give praise to You for our every heartbeat, for our every breath. We praise You for giving us direction in our lives, wisdom, whatever we ask, our every need according to Your riches and glory. And most of all, for Your love. That is indeed the greatest gift of all, and demonstrated by Your amazing grace. For by grace are we saved, through faith. And we can't take credit for it, as it is totally, completely a gift from You. All praise to You for the creation, showing Your handiwork and Your limitless power. Father, You know that our hearts are filled with praise as every good and perfect gift comes from You. Let everything that hath life and breath give praise to You. And as you inhabit the praises of your people, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our Creator, Savior, and the only true God.
Lord, you've taught us in your word to give thanks in everything. You'll provide a place of refuge beneath the shadow of your wings. So we purpose to obey you and to walk in all your ways. Lord, in every situation, we'll bring the sacrifice of praise.
Of the Lord,
and we are.
This is Call to Worship.
Praise. see the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise ye the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we praise God for what He has done, is doing, and shall do. A special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Our website address is calltoworship.us. You're able to make a contribution safely and securely right there. That website address, again, is calltoworship.us. This is your call to worship and praise.
Through all creation, we are told of Thank you.
You may have heard it said that praise is boldly declaring what God has done, while worship is humbly bowing in His presence. Praise applauds what God has done. It's all about God. Praise is, first of all, to express approval and commendation of, to applaud, to eulogize. Two, to express adoration of, to glorify. And it is a commendation expressed as of someone for their virtues or concerning meritorious actions. Utterance of approval, honor given, also applause. It is an expression of thanksgiving for blessings. Now, when we focus on praise, angels and the heavenly hosts are commanded to praise the Lord. All inhabitants of the earth are instructed to praise the Lord. Find this in Romans 15, verse 11. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people. We can praise Him with musical instruments, with singing, shouting, and with dance. Praise is the happy and joyful relating of all that God has done for us. It is simply, truthfully acknowledging the righteous acts of God. Since God has done many wonderful deeds, He is worthy of praise. So says Psalms 18, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised." Praise is quite often presented in Scripture as boisterous, joyful, and sometimes unbridled excitement and enthusiasm. God invites praise of all kinds from His creation. Jesus said that if the people don't praise God, even the stones will cry out. Find this in Luke chapter 19. "And when He reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of His followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." Christ replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 19 and 21, "Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising Him for His holy splendor. This is what they sang: Give thanks to the Lord, His faithful love endures forever." The psalmist David had a really good handle on praise. Here's just a few verses from his collection of psalms. Psalm chapter 7. "I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High." Psalm 22, "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever." In Psalm 33, "Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. In Psalm 102, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." Psalm 107, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." And finally, the psalmist sums it all up in Psalm 150. "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to
Our call to worship today has focused on praise to God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has encouraged you to enter His courts with praise. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship today has reminded us of the importance of praise and is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him, forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Oh,